وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. After going through of the رسالة of Sheikh Abdullah بن صالح الفوزان حفظه الله، أحاديث عشر ذي الحجة وأيام التشريق، أحكام وآداب، we also start tonight another Risala the Sheikh has is about the Hadith of Shahr Allah al-Muharram. So the first Risala was a Hadith related to the 10 days of the Hijjah, first 10 days of the Hijjah, and the days of Tashriq, the days of Eid. Ahkam wa Adab. And now the Sheikh, this Risala, he talks about the hadith narrations from the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam related to the month of Allah of al-Muharram, Shahrullah al-Muharram. From the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his generosity that he made for his worshippers, mawasim lil-khayrat, occasions they do good. They do small rites of their righteous deeds, and Allah reward them with great reward, subhanahu wa ta'ala. From those was the first 10 days of the Hijjah. And also from the special times in the year is the month of Muharram. The month of Muharram is called Shahrullahi al-Muharram. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam named it the month of Allah of Al-Muharram, the holy month of Allah of Muharram. The month of Allah of Muharram. So it's revered to Allah Azza wa Jal, connected to Allah's name. Shahrullah is like Baytullah, house of Allah. The Naqa, the she camel, which was miracle for Prophet Saleh. Naqatullah, the she camel of Allah. So Nabiullah, the Prophet of Allah. So whatever is revered to Allah Azza wa Jal, that means honor. So the month of Muharram is a special month. And from the speciality, the first 3 days, there is a day of Ashura. The 10th day is a day of Ashura. Fasting one day, that day is 1 year of forgiveness. And it's also legislated to fast the 9th, the day before the 10th. Because Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَإِنْ عِشْتُ الْقَابِلَ لَأَصُومَنَّ التَّاسِعَ وَالْعَاشِرَ. If I remain next year, I'm going to fast the 9th and the 10th minutes of Dhul Hijjah, or of Muharram. The 10th, because it's the day that Allah gave the victory to Prophet Musa and Harun, the believers, over their enemy Pharaoh and his arm. And the 9th is to deliver the Jewish, who also fasting the day, who also fasting the day of Ashura. Therefore, the great Tabi Abu Uthman al-Nahdi, rahimahullah, he said, كانوا يعظمون ثلاث عشرات. كانوا يعظمون ثلاث عشرات. They used to glorify, they used to honor and magnify 3 tens. العشر الأول, العشر الأخير من رمضان. The last 10 of Ramadan. The last 10 of Ramadan. Because there is what? There is the night of Qadr in it. And he say, والعشر الأول والعشر الأول من ذي الحجة, and the first 10 of the month of ذي الحجة. Why? Because that is what? The day of Arafah, bigger than that, what day it is? The day of Eid, Al-Hajj Al-Akbar, also the deeds, the righteous deeds are beloved to Allah in those 10 days than any other days. And then he said, which is the point here, والعشر الأول أو أول من المحرم, والعشر الأول من المحرم, and the first 10 of Muharram, of the month of Muharram. And the month of Muharram, it is from the Ashur al-Hurum, from the 4 months, which has special hurma, special honor and respect. And the sin to commit those 4 months is bigger than the sin commit the rest of the year. Likewise, the good deeds you do it. What are those 4 special months in the year? The first month, Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, Shahrullah al-Muharram, wa Rajab al-Mudar, bayna Jumada al-Awwal, wa Sha'ban. Ahsant. So those 3 are connected. Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, Muharram. Then after that, separate is Rajab Mudar. Rajab. Aywa. Between, yes. Yes, Muharram. But the Islamic calendar, Islamic months, the Sheikh will mention that many Muslims, they don't even know the Islamic calendar. So, yes, so there are 12 months. Muharram is the first month. Muharram is the first month. Muharram, what other, say next month, Safar, Rabi'u al-Awwal, Rabi'u al-Thani, Jumad al-Awwal, Jumad al-Akhir or Thani, Rajab, and then Sha'ban, then Ramadan, then Shawwal, Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah. Then we come back to Muharram. 12 months. This is what a Muslim should use it as their calendar. Not January and February and March. And from that, because there are rules, Islamic act of worship connected to the Islamic calendar. Islamic calendar is from the moon, where the other calendar is from the sun. From the sun, which they also sometimes, na'am. So, Ramadan starts by the moon, by the Islamic calendar, by Ramadan, not by January or February. The same thing, it ends. The Eid, the day of Arafah, the day of Ashura, all this is that a woman is divorced. Mada, 3 ashur, 3 months, if she doesn't receive menses, it's Islamic moon. Tayyib. And many other rules. So, someone, wal-iyadu billah, he kill someone, he has to fast 2 consecutive months. Is from the Islamic calendar. Tayyib. And even if it's known, there is difference between the moon and the sun, the time. When you are 62 years old, when you are 60 years old, in the naam Gregorian calendar, what are you in Islamic calendar? 62. Every 30 years, there is 1 year. Every 30 year, there is 1 year. So if you are 6 year old, based on January and February, how old are you in the Islamic calendar? 62? 62. 62. Every 10 year, 1 year. 9 year, 3 years. وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ 300 سنين وَازْدَادُوا 9. 300 وَازْدَادُوا 9. So every 100 there is 3. Every 100 there is 3. Yes. So it's close to the months, some months. Ahsanta Brother Shams al-Din. Al-Muhim. So the Shahrullah al-Muharram is a special month. So this is what this Risale is about. But the Sheikh, he mentioned Muqaddima, introduction, for before going to the topic, very important مقدمة. He said الاعتبار بمرور الأيام والأعوام. الاعتبار بمرور الأيام والأعوام. To take lesson from the passing of the days and the years. There are days which are passing, going away, and then years. And in the middle of that month is to take lesson from that. Now, the whole year, this year, 1,445, is about to finish. It's about to end. Only a few days, after a few days, inshallah, you have new year, 1,446. How many years you are living? How many days, how many months, there are lessons in that. This is what the Shaykh is talking about. Someone to take lesson from the time which is passing, the month which is finishing, another one is starting, then finishing. He said, قَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Verily, in the creation of the heaven and the earth, and the alternation of the night and the day, لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. There are signs for people of understanding. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in this ayah that in the creation of the heavens and the earth, how Allah create this sky, which is very high, very far up there, big, huge, beautiful, with stars. And this earth, which is barakah, bless all of it. Everything in the earth is used by man. Find out one single thing on earth human people don't use it, don't need it. Even the mountains were made there, firm on earth, so the earth remain firm, no shaking. Allah mentioned in Quran, Antamida bikum. And you know the benefit of the tree, the benefit of the animal, the benefit of the food, the benefit of the wind, the benefit of the ocean, the rivers, the water, everything, the sand itself is used in many ways, even including you burying the dead one, the disease, covering them. So there are lessons in the night, in the heavens and on the earth. وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. Also there are lessons in the alternation and the changing and replacing one another, the night and the day. Now it's a night, not that long, maybe even less than an hour. It was a day. Now it's a night. It's totally different things. Day is a time of activeness and movement and spreading on earth. And night is a time of stability. day is a night of is a time of heat and growing, and night is a time of rest. Day is a time of light shining. Night is a time of darkness and covering. And each has its speciality and benefits. The night, you see the beautiful of the stars up there on the sky. لَقَدْ زَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحِ. Sometimes the night, Allah make it longer, so it takes from the time of the day. Sometimes the day become longer, it takes the time of the night, and it changes. On circle, كُلُّم فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ. It's not just to happen. ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. So there are lessons. Allah says, for those who have al-bab, jam'u lubbin, those who have aql, those who have intellect, not those who are like animal. They don't use their intellect. In another ayah, Allah said, إِنَّ فِي اخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَمَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَّقُونَ. Indeed, in the alternation of the night and the day, and that which Allah create in the heavens and on the earth, there are lessons, proofs, and evidence, and signs for people who have taqwa, people who obey Allah. Those who have basira, they have sight. Their heart is alive, it's not dead. Their heart is not covered with sin. Their hearts has vision. They see things. They have lessons in the changing and the alternation of the night and the day, and that which Allah create in the heaven and the earth. That which Allah create in the heaven and the earth. Think about the sun. How beautiful the sun is. Allahu Akbar. How far it is. How powerful it is. How hot it is. How benefiting it is. The growth of the human, of the animal, of the plants, even the water, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused by the sun. This water coming from the ocean. You studied the subject of science, I that live for you. Subhanallah, the same water you use it go to the ocean, then comes back again. But the new water, the whole is there are lessons. Look the ocean and what's in it of barakat, of blessings, fishes, and cure, and shifa. Na'am, the animal, the game, how much? Millions, billions. The tree, how many different trees with different fruits, with different seeds, different taste, different color, with the same water. Same water. Yusqa min ma'in wahid. So Allah brings subhanahu wa ta'ala the water, the rain, on the same farm, on the same garden. What comes out of it? Different plants. Yes, only one seed, from the dates or grain, you put on the ground, what comes? A tree. With different leaves, different color, different seeds, different taste. The same water, the same sand. Allahu Akbar. And look the moon, the beautiful moon, and how Allah made it to affect the life of the earth, the moon. Na'am, the stars, the beauty of the sky showing the directions. Guiding, as a guidance to those who are in a dark places, in the desert or the ocean. They know the Qibla, they know the direction, they know the time through stars. There are people who tell you in countryside, in Bedouins, exactly what the time is. They don't have watch because they look at the stars. So in what Allah created in His universe, and the birds, the other animals, the insects, the human, and many more. We don't know them. All Allah knows. SubhanAllah, you find one bird with different color, thing like a human being decorated it. Yani, different color. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created that way. In another ayah, Allah said, يُقَلِّبُ اللَّهُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَعِبْرَةً لِيُّ الْأَبْصَارِ. Allah caused the earth, the night and the day to alternate, to change. One comes, the other one goes with whatever of good in it. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَعِبْرَةً. Indeed, in that, lessons. For who? لِأُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ. Those who have insight, those who have vision, those who see things, not the blind people. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With all these around us, the sun, the moon, the stars, the earth, the day, the night, the sky, with all that, some people, they don't see it. It's like nothing is around them. وَكَمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِضُونَ. How much signs, proofs, evidences, lessons in the heaven on the earth, they pass by while they turn away. They don't even see it. They may even say, where is the proof of the existence of Allah who created this universe? لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وليس يصح في الأذهان شيء إذا احتاج النهار إلى دليل. If the day needs a proof, you are in the daytime, the sun is out there, somebody, you tell him, أخي, it's a daytime, you say, what is the proof? What is the proof it's a daytime? What are you going to tell him? You say, this is the sun, you see that? You see the light, you see the heat. It's a day. He say, no, I need a proof. نعم. نعم. إذا احتاج وليس يصح في الأذهان شيء. وليس يصح في الأذهان شيء إذا احتاج النهار إلى دليل. Nothing is going to be correct and sound in mind if the day needs a proof. What the hell, how can you prove? But yes, some people, wallahi, they don't know it is a day. Allah, as Allah mentioned in Quran, subhanah, فإنا لا تعمل أبصار ولكن تعمى القلوب التي في الصدور. What blind with the disbelievers is not the eyes on the face, rather is the eyes in the heart. The hearts are blind. And we know what makes the heart blind is sin. The heart first is pure. كل يولد على الفطرة. Everyone is born, his heart is pure, is clean, upon the natural disposition. But the sin corrupts it. It makes it sick. Then it may make even dead. Just like the body. The body, one time, sometime, is a strong, healthy. MashaAllah, youth. Youth, he hears well, he sees well, he run. Very easy to move, strong. And sometimes the body is not like that. Person is sick, he cannot move, he cannot walk, he cannot talk, he cannot see. And sometimes the person is dead, no movement whatsoever. The same thing in the heart. One time the heart is strong, Allah gives subhanahu wa ta'ala eyes to see with. And sometimes the heart is sick. It's ill, it's sickness. And sometimes the heart is dead. Is dead. What caused the sin? Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, he mentioned that the black stone in the Kaaba, this stone is from where? From paradise. How was it is color at the beginning? Very white. Ahsant, barakallahu fiq, Imran. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the black stone first was white, but the sin of the mushrikeen is tainted. The sin of the mushrikeen make it the way it is now, very black, even blacker than me. Good question. This gentleman, Imran, he says, how the sin of the idol worshippers made the black stone black after it was white? Yes. Yes, ya akhi. This stone is a different stone. It's not from the earth stone. It's from Jannah stone. So the way Allah created it, it feels the sin and the sin affects it. Just like the heart of the human. The heart of the human is pure and white. The sin changes it. Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, what he said, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِذَا أَدْنَبَ ذَنْبًا نُكِتَ فِي قَلْبِهِ نُكْتَةٌ سَوْدَاءٌ فَإِنْ نَزَعَ وَتَابَ وَاسْتَغْفَرْ سُقِلَ عَنْهَا وَإِنْ زَادَ زَادَتْ حَتَّى يُغَلَّفَ بِهَا قَلْبُهُ فَذَلِكَ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. So in this hadith, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the believing slave, the believing worshipper, let alone that he's a believer, a believing worshipper, if he commit a sin, a black dot is placed on his heart. A black dot. If he repents, if he stops and he repents and he asks Allah forgiveness, it is purifies clean. If he increases the committing the sin, it goes, it increases until the heart is covered with it. That's what Allah mentioned in the ayah in Quran. Kalla balrana ala qulubihim ma kanu yaksibun. Nay, what stained their hearts, what covered their hearts, means that it's believers, is that what they were earning, that's what they were doing it. So they don't see anything after that. So he says to you, what's the proof of Islam being the religion of Allah? What's the proof Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam being the messenger of Allah? What's the proof? What's the proof? You say, how you don't see, are you blind? Wallahi, la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasul. As I mentioned before, there is this individual who says he's a Muslim. Wallahi, he says he's a Muslim. You see me calling, asking brothers to help a masjid on the hand of brothers of Ahlul Sunnah in New York. وَلَا نُزَكِي عَلَّهِ أَحَدًا. They need help. They want to buy a church. This brother, he called me. He said, why are you doing that? These people in the church, they need your help. They couldn't maintain the church. That's why they're selling less. So you are getting advantage from that. We Muslims, we don't do that. We are as a mercy to the people. We have to help them. So instead of buying the church and making it to a masjid, keep it as a church. And the money you have it, contribute it. So the pastor can continue his mission. This is our religion. A'udhu billah. I contacted the brother. Akhi, do you believe that Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to those people to believe in him, to become Muslims, to leave off whatever of religion they are upon, to abandon it, to disbelieve it? Even would they be, would it happen today they are on the pure religion of Prophet Musa and Isa, they must leave it. And they must become Muslims, following Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I say, Akhi, don't you remember Allah said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَّ لِلنَّاسِ. Allah said to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we didn't send you but to all mankind. All mankind. I ask it, are these people mankind? Are they human, the Christian and Jewish? They are. Allah mentioned, he sent Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Kaffa. In another ayah, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ, say, O mankind, O human, O people, إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا, I am the messenger of Allah to you all. Kafa, all. جَمِيعًا, all. But different words. Wallahi, until now, he rejected to accept it. Say, no, Jesus comes, he coming for them. Let alone Jesus coming, he's coming, let leave. Just answer this ayah. Aren't they human being? Aren't, if they're human being, aren't they entitled to follow Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to accept he's a messenger of Allah? La yara wa la yubsir. But he doesn't see anything. Subhanallah wa bihamdi subhanallah. Why? There is sickness in the heart. Sickness of the heart, either shubha or shahwa. Either ignorance and doubtful things, because he misunderstands some ayat. You answer to those ayat, he's not listening. Akhi, the Quran doesn't contradict. There's no way, there can't be ayah in Quran saying Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not sent to everybody. While Allah, this ayah is very clear. The point is, the person doesn't see because of either shubha, doubts, or shahwa. Who knows? Desire, arrogance, stubbornness. Some people, they don't accept the truth, even if it become right. Even if they come to know it's true, they don't accept it. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. So, the sin affected the hearts. So therefore, the more your heart is pure, is clean from sin, you don't listen haram, music, and backbite, and shirk, and innovation, and oppression, nothing. You don't open your ears. You don't watch haram. You don't eat haram. You don't say something unlawful. So you watch your mouth, you watch your eyes, you watch your, also you watch your private part. Now, the more you do that, the more your heart becomes pure. When Allah mentioned to lower the gaze, not to look at haram, what Allah said, ذَلِكَ أَطْهَرُ ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ, that's more pure for them. Say to the believing man to lower their gaze, not to watch haram, that is أَزْكَى لَهُمْ, that's pure for them. In another ayah, وَإِذَا سَأَلْتُمُهُنَّ مَتَاعًا فَاسْأَلُهُنَّ مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَابِ ذَلِكُمْ أَطْهَرُ لِقُلُوبِكُمْ وَقُلُوبِهِمْ, that's more pure. Oh woman, when you're talking to the man, talk to them behind hijab, scream. That's when she's in her house and she is not properly covered. Then behind hijab. ذَلِكُمْ أَطْهَرُ لِقُلُوبِكُمْ وَقُلُوبِهِمْ, that's more pure to your heart, to their hearts. So Allah mentioned this ayat, there are lessons, those their heart is alive. From what gives the light sight, the heart sight and see, is a tafakkur, is pondering on the creation. Pondering of the creation, looking at the universe. That also brings yaqeen, certainty. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ إِنَّ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَّقُونَ حَمِيم تَنزِيلُ الْكِتَابِ مِنَ اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ إِنَّ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَّقُونَ سورة الجاثية was the beginning. إِنَّ فِي حَمِيم تَنزِيلُ الْكِتَابِ مِنَ اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ إِنَّ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يُوقِنُونَ يَقِينٌ certainty. نعم يوقنون جاثية حاميم تنزيل الكتاب من الله العزيز الحكيم. نعم أنا I'm looking for جاثية. إن في السماوات والأرض الآيات لقوم يوقنون. صحيح يا أبا عبد الله. نعم يقين سواء الدعاية as the علماء ابن القيم and شيخ سعد mentioned pounding on the universe. ماذا is a key to the يقين to the certainty. To the certainty. If you look the sun, you look the moon, you look the day, you look the night, you're coming to the conclusion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is powerful. للمؤمنين للمؤمنين وجه يقين آيات لقوم يوقنون in the same surah. جزاك الله خير وفي خلقكم وما يبث من دابة آيات لقوم يوقنون جزاكم الله خيرا. صحيح so the Sheikh he mentioned this ayat to take lesson from the days and the night. So this month comes, it goes. Another one comes, it goes. The night finished. Already the day finished. Now night started. The night will finish, inshallah. Then day starts. What person take lesson from that? The Sheikh said, في هذه الآيات الكريمات يخبر الله تعالى عن آيات عن الآيات الكونية الدالة على كمال علمه وقدرته وتمام حكمته ورحمته. ومن ذلك اختلاف الليل والنهار وذلك بتعاقبهما واختلافهما بالطول والقصر والحر والبرد والتوسط وما في ذلك من المصالح العظيمة لكل ما على الأرض وكل ذلك من نعم الله تعالى ورحمته بخلقه وكل ذلك من نعم الله تعالى ورحمته بخلقه التي لا يدركها إلا أصحاب العقول السليمة والبصائر النيرة الذين يدركون حكمة الله تعالى في خلق الليل والنهار والشمس والقمر ويدركون ما في تعاقب الشهور والأعوام وتوالي الليالي والأيام. The Sheikh said in these noble verses Allah the Most High mentions about his universal ماذا proofs الآيات الكونية universal evidences signs which shows the kamal ilmi Allah, the perfection of the knowledge of Allah and His power and His wisdom and mercy. So when you look the sun and the moon, the day and the night, the earth and the sky, you have to come to know that Allah who created, Subhanah, has so much ilm, knowledge, so powerful, wa have wisdom. ولله المثل الأعلى the one who built this human being who built this masjid this building you didn't see I didn't see him الله أعلم when they built it but by looking the building you know the one who built when he was building he must be alive right yes he must be alive when he was building he has to have a power to build this right. When he was building, he has to have a knowledge to build this, right? All of us, if we get together tonight, we may not be able to build even one side of the wall if we don't know how to build. Unless those brothers who build are with us. So it's a knowledge. Yes, we are strong, but we need knowledge. And that knowledge also needs to have a wisdom. So you know where to put the window, where to put the door, the light, the roof, the ground, how to build it, how to make measurement, how far it's going. That needs wisdom. Therefore, Allah Azza wa Jalla, when He mentioned the day and the night, the sun and the moon, what Allah said, ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. It is the plan, preordained plan of the powerful, Al-Alim, the all-knowing. So Allah has the knowledge, Subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power, and He has, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, the wisdom, and He has the mercy. all that you know by looking the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. That's what the Shaykh said. على كمال علمه وقدرته وتمام حكمته ورحمته. The Shaykh mentioned four things. You learn by looking the universe. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-knowing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-powerful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-wise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is gracious and merciful. The Shaykh said from the science, Jazakallahu khairan, of Allah, the alternation of the night and the day. And that is one coming and the other one going. And their difference in length, in short. One is long, one is short. And their difference in hot and cold. Today it was very hot. Today was very hot. Alhamdulillah, now the night, you're fine. You may not even need to turn on the AC. But the day the AC is running, still hot. Especially next week, inshallah, be careful. Next week is very hot. So don't, yeah, Imran, don't turn on and off the AC. Leave it the way it is. Make like 73 and be patient. Or 74. A little hot, but you save a lot of money. So don't turn on and off. This is type. That's not what the class is for. But the point is, the day is hot. The night is cold. The day is a movement. The night is calmness, tranquility. Second, raha. Therefore, if you sleep 4 hours at night, and if you sleep 4 hours the day is not the same. It's not the same. It can't be the same. And the Shaykh said also, what's in that of a great benefit on everyone on earth? And all that is from the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His mercy to His creation. That no one perceives and understands except the people of aql, intellect, pure intellect. And they have sight, inside vision, which sees. Those who understand the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in creating the day and the night, and the sun and the moon. And they understand the alternation of the months, month coming, another one going, another one coming, another one, and the years. They know that. Wallahu ta'ala ja'ala layla wa nahara khazaina lil a'mal wa marahila lil ajal. إذا ذهب أحدهما خلفه الآخر لإنهضاد همم العامل لإنهاض همم العاملين إلى الخيرات وتنشيطهم على الطاعات فمن فاته الورد بالليل استدركه بالنهار ومن فاته بالنهار استدركه بالليل قال تعالى وهو الذي جعل الليل والنهار خلفة لمن أراد أن يذكر أو أراد شكورا. The Shaykh said, Allah the Most High made the day and the night. Khazaina lil a'mal. What's khazaina? Yes? Storage, barakallah, for the actions. Storage for the actions. So the night is storage for actions. Whatever you do of action at night to night is your that storage. Likewise, the day. And wa marahila lil ajal. Also, it's stages for the time, for your ending, for your lifespan, has stages. You live in 20 years, 5 years, 5 years, 5 years, 5 years. Stage one, stage two, stage three, stage four. It's an example. So if one, the night goes, the day comes. The day goes, the night comes. So in order to the people to be active, and to hurry to the good, and to make them active on ibadah. So if you miss what you're supposed to do of good deeds at night, you make up the day. What you miss the day, you make up the night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Furqan, verse 62, وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ خِلْفَةً لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَذَّكَّرَ أو أراد شكورا. Verse 62, سورة الفرقان. And it is, and he it is who has put the night and the day in succession. And he, Allah, it is who has put the night and the day in succession for such who desire to remember or desires to show his gratitude. For such who desires to remember or desires to show his gratitude. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the night comes when the day goes. The day comes when the night goes. For what wisdom? لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَذَكَّرْ. For the one who wants, he desires to remember. Remember the favors of Allah. The favors Allah put on the day, the favors put Allah on the night. To remember your lifespan is getting short. Every day goes, your lifespan is getting short. Subhanallah, some of us, we are so ignorant, we say, let us kill the time. Let us kill the time. That's what they say. They want to finish the time. Today is very long. Tonight is too long. They don't have anything to do. La ilaha illallah. 1 second goes, it goes from your time. Ya ibn Adam, إذا ذهب يوم ذهب بعضه. Or the son of Adam, if a day goes, a part of you goes away. So, لمن أراد أن يذكر, the one who desires to remember. Remember his time is going. Remember, you are not remaining. Just like the day goes, you are going, one time you go in it. Just at the night, the sun sets, it disappears. One time you will disappear. And this time is storage for your action. أو أراد شكورا, or he desires to be grateful, great to show gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah, it is us who benefit from the night, it's us who benefit from the day. The Shaykh said, وَيَنْبَغَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِ أَنْ يَأْخُذَ الْعِبْرَةَ مِنْ مُرُورِ اللَّيَالِ وَالْأَيَامِ فَإِنَّ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ يَبْلَيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدٍ وَيُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدٍ وَيُطَوِّيَانِ الْأَعْمَارِ وَيُشَيِّبَانِ الصِّغَارِ وَيَفْنِيَانِ الْكِبَارِ وَكُلَّ يَوْمِ يَمُرُّ بِالْإِنسَانِ فَإِنَّهُ يُبْعِدُهُ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَيُقَرِّبُهُ مِنَ الْآخِرَةِ. The Shaykh said, it's suitable for the believer to take lesson from the passing of the nights and the days. Because the night and the day, it ends, it finishes everything new. And it makes close everything far. And it covers mada, the ages. And it makes the young with gray hair, old. And it ends the old. And every day which passes you, oh, the son of Adam, it makes you close, it makes you far, distance you from dunya, and makes you close to the akhirah. Therefore the Shaykh said, فَالسَّعِيدُ وَاللَّهِ مَنْ حَاسَبَ نَفْسَهُ وتفكر في انقضاء عمره واستفاد من وقته فيما ينفعه في دينه ودنياه ومن غفل عن نفسه تصرمت أوقاته وعظم فواته واشتدت حسراته نعوذ بالله من التفريط والتسويف. اللهم آمين. The Shaykh said, therefore the Sa'id, the successful one, is the one who holds himself into account. And he think deeply with regard to his time which is ending, his lifespan which is going away. What he hold himself into account, what he ask himself, what did he benefit from his time? This day which ended, what do you use for your time? فِيمَا يَنْفَعُهُ فِي دُينِهِ وَالدُّنْيَاهُ, that which benefit is in his dunya, in his religion, or the benefit in his worldly life. Today, what do you benefit this today which ended? From the dawn to sunset, it will never come back. that day will never come back. And it was storage for our actions. What did we did which benefits us in our religious marks, or it benefits in our dunya? 12 hours, 13 hours, 15 hours, 18 hours. If you go back, how many hours of it you benefit from it? For dunya, you make money. You educate yourself. For any other things. And for a deen, you did righteous action. An action you did for the sake of Allah, you did according to the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Sheikh said, the one who is heedless about this and unaware of it, he's not even thinking about time passing. Rather, he wants time to finish. When the day is coming, when the night is coming, what happened to him? His time will finish. And he will have a lot of regret and grief and sadness. The Sheikh make dua, we seek refuge with Allah from negligence and from taswif, delaying the repentance, delaying doing the good. Allahumma amin. The Sheikh hafidhahu Allah said, وَنَحْنُ فِي هَذِهِ الْأَيَّامِ نُوَدِّعُ عَامًا مَاضِيًا شَهِيدًا وَنَسْتَقْبِلُ عَامًا مُقْبِلًا جَدِيدًا فَعَلَيْنَا أَن نُحَاسِبَ أَنفُسَنَا فَمَنْ كَانَ مُفَرِّطًا فِي شَيْءٍ مِنَ الْوَاجِبَاتِ فَعَلَيْهِ أَن يَتُوبَ وَيَتَدَارَكَ مَا فَاتَ وَإِنْ كَانَ ظَالِمًا لِنَفْسِهِ بِارْتِكَابِ مَا نَهَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ عَنْهُ فَعَلَيْهِ أَن يَقْلَعَ قَبْلَ حُلُولِ الْأَجَلِ وَمَنْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ بِالْإِسْتِقَامَةِ فَلْيَحْمَدِ اللَّهَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ وَلْيَسْأَلْهُ الثَّبَاتَ إِلَى الْمَمَاتِ. The Shaykh, he mentioned that there is a year which is passing, means about to finish, and is going to be a witness forever what we did in it. And there is a new year which is coming upon us to hold ourselves into account. To ask means ourselves. That year which ended, what you did of good for your religious, for akhirah. What you did of bad, you are not happy, you wish you wouldn't do it. Whoever was negligent for not fulfilling the commands of Allah, he neglected some of the commands of Allah, upon him to turn in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to fix what he corrupted. And if he was he wrong himself by falling into what Allah forbade and what his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade, upon him is to stop the sin before his life ends. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had favor upon him and gave him firmness on his way, he should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. He should ask Allah to keep him firm until death comes to him. So the Shaykh here, hafidhahullah, he advises each one of us to sit back, to think, to ask yourself this year, 1,445, only a few days left, whether you did it. If you find yourself, you didn't fulfill some of the commands of Allah, you need to start fulfilling, repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by starting doing the mandatory act of worship you were not doing before. If you find yourself you were disobeying Allah and committing sin, something Allah forbade it, from now on stop it. Before death overtakes you while you are still committing the same sin. And on the other hand, if you find yourself, Allah gave you afia, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you, Allah safeguard you from falling into sin, from disobeying Him, what should you be? Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. And ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep you firm until death comes to you. So, this is the advice of the Shaykh. Then the Shaykh said, وليست هذه المحاسبة مقصورة على هذه الأيام بل هي مطلوبة كل وقت وأوان فمن لازم محاسبة النفس استقامت أحواله وصالحت أعماله ومن غفل عن ذلك ساءت أحواله وفسدت أعماله. The Sheikh said, this muhasaba, one holding himself into account and asking himself, is it good or bad, what he did, is not limited to only these days, the Sheikh said. Whereas it's the Hijjah or a day of Muharram. Rather, he said, it's every time, in every situation. So whoever always hold himself into account and think about himself, he find he fell short, he repent to Allah. He find he's doing good, he thank Allah for that and he remain firm. Whoever does that, what happened? His affairs become firm. He become on steadfastness. And his action is rectified. As for the one who is heedless from that, then his situation get worse and his action get corrupted. Then the Sheikh said, وَمِمَّا يُؤْسَفُ عَلَيْهِ أَنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ إِذَا بَدَأَ الْعَامُ يَعِدُ نَفْسَهُ بِالْجِدِّ وَالْعَزِيمَةِ الصَّادِقَةِ لِإِصْلَاحِ حَالِهِ ثُمَّ يَمْضِي عَلَيْهِ الْيَوْمِ بَعْدَ الْأَيَّامِ وَالشَّهْرِ بَعْدَ الشُّهُورِ وَيَنْقَضِي الْعَامُ وَحَالُهُ لَمْ يَتَغَيَّرْ فَلَمْ يَزَّدْ مِنَ الْخَيْرَاتِ وَلَمْ يَتُبْ مِنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ وَهَذِهِ عَلَامَةُ الْخَيْبَةِ وَالْخُسْرَانِ. The Sheikh said, unfortunately, some of the people, when the year starts, they started doing good. They started doing good the beginning of the year. They have determination to rectify their affairs. But then day goes, days go away, month after month, the year ends, nothing changed in his life. He didn't increase good, and he didn't repent from the sin. Sheikh said, this is a sign of mada forsaken. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. So, the Sheikh, حَفِظَهُ اللَّهُ, he remind us that these days, we see the day is going, it starts, the day ends. Night comes, start, ends. The next day, the next night, the next day, the next month, the next year. There are lessons in this, that your lifespan is getting short. And one day you will leave this dunya. Just like the day left. Just like that year goes. Therefore, take lesson from that. And if you fell short, there is a sin you committed, stop it for the sake of Allah. There is a mandatory act of worship, you're neglecting it, fulfill it from now on. You find yourself, alhamdulillah, upon righteousness. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. Be grateful to Him and ask Him to keep you from. This is what a believer is required in order to better his life. So muhasabatu nafs, one, yani, what's muhasabatu nafs in English? Yes? Hold yourself into account. Judgment, judging your soul. Look at your situation. Sitting back and thinking, the day finished, was I good or bad? Did I neglect any prayer? Did I watch any haram? Did I listen any haram? Did I say any bad word? Did I left something I was supposed to do? Did I did any wrong? Then the person, he asked himself. He find, mashallah, today he was good. Allahumma lakal hamd. Oh Allah, help me to be always that way and better. He find he didn't do good. Now, to repent from that sin, to determine not to go back to it, and to be cautious, to be aware of. Someone does that, the Sheikh said, his situation is being rectified. He's getting better. Then the Sheikh, he make dua. He said, Allahumma aj'al khayr a'malina khawatimaha wa khayr a'malina akhiraha wa khayr ayyaminaha yawma liqa'ak. Allahumma a'izz al-islam, Allahumma a'izz al-muslimina bita'atik wa la tudhillahum bima'siyatik. Allahumma aj'al aamana hadha wa ma ba'dahu aama amni wa izz wa nasr al-islam wal-muslimin wa asbagh alayna ni'amak wa arzuqna shukraha wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.